Since the September 11th attacks, Americans have gained a new appreciation for the job that firefighters do every day. And today in Washington, the daily risks and sacrifices of the profession were celebrated by a parade of 2008 presidential hopefuls. They came to speak at the annual convention of the nation's largest firefighters union. 11 candidates and possible candidates, Democrats and Republicans, all came looking for an endorsement. But there was one prominent Republican who was notably absent. NPR's Don Gagne was there, and he has this report.
The International Association of Firefighters has some 280,000 members at firehouses large and small across the country. This convention is a chance to use the lure of a potential firefighter's endorsement to attract those who want to be president. First up was former Democratic Senator John Edwards. He has campaigned aggressively to win the backing of labor unions. It's a theme he hit hard today.
You're going to have a series of presidential candidates come up here during the course of the day today. But I want you to ask yourself some questions. When they're not talking to you, do they talk about organized labor? I think you are heroes. And you deserve people who will stand with you and walk the line with you.
The speeches today were sort of a Reader's Digest condensed version of a usual stump speech. One after another, each candidate spoke of the privilege of speaking before people who rush into burning buildings to save lives. But time and again, talk turned to the war in Iraq. Democrats added the issue of poor living conditions at the Walter Reed Medical Center. Senator Barack Obama linked the frustrations firefighters have over getting equipment and technology to do their jobs with the problems that have plagued the war.
If we support first responders, then let's give them the equipment they need to save our lives. If we support our troops, then let's send them into battle with the body armor they need. When we say we support our veterans, let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve.
Less than an hour later, Hillary Clinton, as the senator from New York, recalled the 9/11 terrorist attack.
It's been an honor to stand with you. We've stood together in good times and bad times. We've stood together when it seemed as though the darkness would never end, and when we finally saw the light.
Arizona Senator John McCain spent most of his speech on the topic of Iraq. He stressed that he sees progress in President Bush's troop increase, and he spoke of the stakes.
Presidents don't lose wars. Political parties don't lose wars. Nations lose war, my friends, and nations suffer the consequences.
Here's who wasn't here today. Republican Mitt Romney had a scheduling conflict, but more notably absent was Rudy Giuliani. Like the firefighters, he is considered a hero of 9/11. But there's ongoing bitterness between the former New York mayor and firefighters over that event. Union President Harold Schaitberger says it stems from Giuliani's decision to cease recovery operations in November of 2001 and to block firefighters from Ground Zero. Some were arrested.
We have very, very strong feelings about the conduct and the decisions that former Mayor Rudy Giuliani made following the horrific attack on 9/11.
Eventually, an invite to speak was offered to Giuliani. First, he said yes, but he later changed his mind. This union, which has never endorsed a Republican for president, says it is keeping its options open on what candidate and what party to endorse this year. Its top official, though, says it's certain that Giuliani will not be its choice. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.